Chapter 2. Out With. When he first saw the new house, Bruno's eyes opened wide and his mouth made the shape of an O. Everything about it was the opposite of their house in Berlin, and he could not believe that they were really going to live there. The house in Berlin had 5 floors. It stood on a quiet street next to other big houses which also had boys living in them. And around their street were lots of other streets full of more large houses and cafes and a fruit and vegetable market. But their new house only had 3 floors. It stood alone in an empty wide area, and there were no other houses near it. This meant that there were no other families near, and no other boys for Bruno to play with. When he closed his eyes, he felt that he was in the loneliest place in the world.
"I think that this was a bad idea," said Bruno to Mother a few hours after they arrived, while Maria was unpacking his boxes.
Maria was not the only maid at the new house. There were 3 others now, who were very thin and only spoke very quietly. There was also an old man called Pavel, who prepared the vegetables for lunch. He looked unhappy and a bit angry.
"We did not choose to come here," replied Mother and frowned. "Somebody decided for us."
When Mother said somebody, she usually meant Father.
"I think that this was a bad idea," Bruno said again.
"Bruno, I want you to go upstairs and help Maria unpack, and I want you to do it now," snapped his mother.
Bruno went upstairs with a pain in his stomach. He wanted to cry, but he stopped himself. He felt that everything was wrong. How did this happen? One day he was happy at home, playing with his friends. The next day he had to stay here in this cold, unfriendly house with 3 thin maids and an angry, unhappy old man.
"Mother sent me to help," he said to Maria.
Maria nodded and pointed to a big bag with his clothes in it.
"You can sort those out," she said.
Bruno sighed and began sorting out the clothes.
"What do you think about this, Maria?" he said after a few minutes.
He liked Maria and felt that she was one of the family.
"What do I think about what?" asked Maria.
"This," he said. "Coming to a place like this. Have we made a big mistake?"
"I can't answer that," said Maria. "You know about your father's job."
"But I don't want to move away from our house and my friends and..."
At that moment, Bruno stopped speaking because he heard a noise. He looked at the door of Mother and Father's room. Suddenly, a man came out. He was younger than Father and not as tall, but he wore the same uniform. Under his cap, he had blonde hair and he was carrying a box. When he saw Bruno, he looked the boy up and down, then frowned. Then he went downstairs.
"Who was that?" asked Bruno.
"One of your father's soldiers," replied Maria.
"I don't think that I like him," said Bruno.
Then he added,
"I don't think that there's anyone to play with here, Maria. There's only Gretel, and she was a lot of trouble from the beginning."
Bruno felt like crying again and turned towards the wall. He did not want to look like a baby in front of Maria.
He looked around the room for something interesting, but there was nothing. Then he suddenly noticed something. In the corner of the room, opposite the door, there was a long, high window. Bruno moved over to it and looked out. Maybe he could see Berlin and his house from here. He put his face to the glass and his eyes opened wide and his mouth made an O again. He could see something that made him feel very cold and very unsafe. Bruno knew that Gretel was a lot of trouble from the beginning. His parents often said it because she did a lot of bad things. She was always in the bathroom for hours, and she had too many dolls. Bruno felt that her dolls watched him when he went into her room. Her friends were also not very nice, and they often laughed at Bruno. So that was one good thing about leaving Berlin. Her friends did not come to the house anymore. This morning, Bruno ran into Gretel's room without knocking and saw her dolls sitting around the room.
"What are you doing in here?" shouted Gretel. "You must knock first."
"Did you really bring all your dolls here?" asked Bruno, without answering her question.
He sat down on her bed.
"Of course I did," replied Gretel. "We will be here for some time."
"How long is some time?" asked Bruno. "Weeks? A month?"
"I think weeks," said Gretel. "Maybe 3.
"That's all right then," said Bruno. "I don't want to stay a month. I hate it here."
Gretel looked at her little brother and nodded.
"It's not very nice, is it?"
"It's horrible," said Bruno.
"Well, yes," agreed Gretel. "But the house can be made nicer. Then it won't be so bad. I heard that the last people who lived at Outwith left very quickly. They didn't have time to make the place nice for us."
"Outwith?" asked Bruno. "What's an Outwith?"
"It's not an Outwith, Bruno," said Gretel. "It's just Outwith. It's the name of this house."
"But what does it mean?" Bruno asked. "Out with what?"
"I don't know," said Gretel,
and she picked up one of her dolls.
"Now please get off my bed. You're making it untidy."
Bruno jumped off the bed.
"I miss Carl, Daniel and Martin," he said.
"And I miss Hilda, Isabel and Louise," replied Gretel.
"I don't think the other children look friendly," said Bruno quietly.
Gretel immediately put down the doll and turned to look at him.
"What other children?" she asked. "I haven't seen any other children."
Bruno looked around the room. There was a high window here too, but Gretel's room was on the other side of the house from his. Bruno smiled and began to walk towards his own room.
"What other children?"
said Gretel again, following him.
"Where are they?"
Bruno entered his room and went to the window. He heard her come and stand behind him.
"They're out there,"
he said, and pointed. Gretel slowly moved forward and looked out. It was a bright sunny day, and the sun came out from behind a cloud. At that moment, she saw what Bruno was talking about. but they were not all children. Some were adults, and some were old people. So they were children, fathers, uncles, grandparents. They were everyone.
"Who are they?"
asked Gretel.
"Where are all the girls?"
"I don't know," said Bruno. "Maybe they live in a different part, but it's not as nice as home."
Gretel agreed. She did not want to look, but it was difficult to look away. There was a nice garden under Bruno's window, which had flowers in it and a wooden seat. But after that, everything changed. Then there was a huge wire fence which ran past the house and continued for many miles. The fence was very high, higher than their house, and it had lots of tall wooden posts. There was no grass on the other side of the fence, only mud, and then there were lots of narrow wooden buildings.
"You see?" said Bruno.
He was happy because Gretel could only see the people from his bedroom window and not hers. This meant that the people were his.
"I don't understand," said Gretel. "What a horrible place! Who are all those people? And what are they all doing there?"
Everywhere they looked, they could see people. Tall, old, short, young, and all moving around. Some were in groups, some were alone. There were soldiers behind the wire too. Sometimes they followed the people, and the people began to run. Then the soldiers laughed.
"I told you," said Bruno. "See, there are children here."
"They're not children that I want to play with," said Gretel. "They look very dirty."
"Maybe they can't have baths," replied Bruno.
Gretel watched for a few more minutes. Then she turned away.
"I'm going back to play with my dolls," she said.
But when she got back to her room, she sat on her bed and thought about the people behind the wire. Bruno stayed at the window, watching the people.
"How strange," he said,
because he suddenly noticed something. All the people that he could see, the boys, the men, the grandfathers, they were all wearing the same grey striped pyjamas and grey striped cloth caps on their shaved heads.
"How very strange," he said to himself again.
Then he slowly turned away.